Okay, that's real estate. Questions, thoughts? All right. Now, on the other side, let's take a look at gold real fast. Precious art, precious metals, collectibles. Do you want to buy gold?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want to find gold.
You want to find it?
Yeah.
Good luck. That's how Levi's got started. You know that? Levi's jeans got started from the gold rush because they needed something that would wear well. You can buy gold in bullion, which are the bars and the wafers. Be careful. Sometimes it's not really gold. It's just painted gold. It's happened. Coins. Actually beautiful. Very beautiful. I like the Canadian maple leaves. Gorgeous. You need American Eagles and then the Krugerrands. That's South Africa. And then the Chinese pandas are very popular. If you go to a coin dealer and you act like you're interested, they'll bring them out and show them to you. And they're absolutely gorgeous. But once they realize you really don't want to buy, you just want to look at them and say, get out of here. I got a business to run. How about gold stocks? It's a business. There you go. And then exchange-traded mutual funds, which now own the gold for you and some gold stocks. But again, remember, there are scams out there, and somebody paints the gold, paints the lead gold, and then sneaks it in there. How about silver? Interesting. Now, silver has far more applications than gold, folks. I'm sorry? The biggest application of silver is gone. How many of you go out and buy those little yellow boxes that say Kodak on them anymore? Right. But silver is used in quite a bit of electronics applications, mirrors. And then these three are actually, they have some future if you're into precious metals. Anybody know what palladium, platinum, rhodium are good for? Catalytic converters, right. In your car, one of the most expensive items, in fact, in some cars it's more expensive than the engine, is the catalytic converter because it has prodigious quantities, which means still a little bit, of these three things. Plus, if you ever hear of fuel cells, they're used quite a bit in fuel cells. But then tell me, what is gold? What does it do? What is it good for?
The best conductor of metals?
It's one of the best conductors of metals, but we have other options.
Satellites?
They use it. It's scarcity, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And intrinsic value. Does it pay interest?
No.
Dividends?
No.
Rent?
No.
Does it go out and find new markets?
No.
And build new products? It just looks good. And yet, and by the way, there's not that much of it. All the gold in the world would not fill up the stadium out there by the football stadium. Not Qualcomm, ours. I am serious. There's just not that much gold. J.P. Morgan said it best. Gold is money and nothing else. That's all it's good for. And it's not even very good money. It's barely kept pace with inflation. But if you do believe, this is how I say it, the world economy is going to fall apart anytime soon, do, by all means, put your money here. But then get out of the wet northern hemisphere. You're going to have to go down to Tierra del Fuego or Tasmania or someplace and learn how to raise goats. But I think Tom Petrino, of late of the LA Times, said it best. If your reason for owning gold has something to do with the end of the world as we know it, shotguns and canned food would be probably be more practical. But the survivalists don't think about collapse of our society. They don't understand how many millions of people live in our society. What happens if there's no food? What happens if the civilization cracks and falls apart? Big deal! Big deal! There's no food at Devon's. You ain't going to be able to go there and get... Did you put your gold in the bank? Oh, well, too late. You put it in the safety deposit box? There are armed guards in front of the banks and you can't go in. Plus, you say, I got 4,000 rounds of ammunition and enough food for 6 months or 12 months. There are 50,000 people coming this way starving. How many can you kill?
36,000.
Now what do you do with the bodies? You have an environmental disaster on your hands. Plus there's another 100,000 coming after them.
Well, yeah, I'd hire snipers with the gold, you know.
You see, that's why the survivalists, they don't think. They don't think what would happen if it really did fall apart. You know, it's not an option, failure. If it does fail, I'll meet you at the beach and watch the world burn. Yes?
There's a problem with the theory of raising goats. They eat a lot of
goats.
Goats? Goats eat more than the sheep.
I thought they eat the grass.
Yeah, they eat everything in the grass.
Oh, okay. Well, then you got to find a lot of grass. So you think sheep are better?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. But can you milk sheep?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
because you can milk goats. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Actually, now goats are allowed in the city of San Diego. But you got to have two of them. Because if there's just one of them, they go crazy. They're like parrots and dogs. They need companionship. Yeah. Yeah, if people have a parrot and they leave it alone for, they're never there or whatever, the parrot goes crazy because they're very social animals. The same thing happens to people. That guy, you hear about the guy who was in the cell for 5 days? Started hallucinating and he ate the glass. He had heroin? No, they would have searched him for him, whatever he had. They left the guy by accident in a cell for 5 days, no water, and he started. Right, he was dehydrated when they found him. They took him to the hospital.
How did they get that? Like,
He drank his own urine.
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, no. He was, one more day, he might have been an ex person. So look, folks, I don't know if you've seen this slide. It's from chapter 1. Look at what gold has done. It's barely kept in place with inflation. Now, a couple of times it went above inflation, 1970s. But then from the 80 down to 2000, it fell from 800 down to 250. The last 10, 12 years, it's done very well. And anytime gold does well relative to stocks and bonds, that's usually a good time for the stock and bond market. It's usually a good time for the economy. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee. But here, 1860s, Civil War, not Cold War, that was Civil War. 1930s, 1940s, yeah, Depression, World War II, and then 70s, inflation. And then we've had gold do really well the last 10 years, and lots of people believe it's going to continue to do well because the world is going to fall apart. Whatever. They might be right. But look at how well stocks have done and bonds. So I'm not a big fan of gold. Now, how about diamonds and sapphires and rubies? Yeah, they're beautiful. And the cool thing about diamonds is they're making them now. Did you know that? They've been making diamonds since the 1950s, but now they can make gemstone quality, crystal clear, brilliant diamonds, and they can make them out of your pet Fido or Fluffy when they meet their demise. And eventually, yeah. Well, diamonds are made out of carbon, right? I'm sorry, peanut butter. You remember the video? I didn't bring it, but they come out of peanut butter. So, if you really enjoy this, great. But how about works of art? Fine art has actually done better than anything else. But you got to buy the right fine art. Right? You can find something that's nice, but it's not going to appreciate in value. Coins, ceramics, paintings, Beanie Babies, baseball cards, Star Wars memorabilia. It can be a good investment and a great hobby or a financial disaster. You might have heard of the guy out in El Cajon said he had $50,000 worth of Barbie dolls in a self-storage lockup, and one weekend, they all disappeared. Be careful of investments. Yeah, I know. Yeah, just like that, there's 50 grand of Barbie dolls. And what happens if there's a flood? Huh? Yeah. Be careful of investment scams. Know the dealer's reputation. But I like it. This is the guy who runs Christie's Auction, right? One of the big art houses that buy and sell art. Don't buy art as an investment. You buy art because you like it.
Yeah.
Right? That's.
Yeah. If
fine art, I guess.
You know, I've only bought a couple pieces, but one, I bought it for $20. It wasn't matted. I had to put it in a mat. But the last time I checked, it was worth over $600. But that's been several years. I don't know. I like it. I don't want to sell it. I almost bought a John Lennon print. If I did, it would be worth a whole lot of money now. But it just scares me. Especially when you have kids. Throw ketchup around, you know. What are you going to do? And then I was going to buy another thing. And the artist was there. Chuck Jones. You ever hear of Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner? And he had a print. Not a print. What's it called? I forget what it's called. But it was one of his pieces. And he was in his late 80s at the gallery down in Old Town. And he's going, now you folks should buy it right now because I'm going to kick off soon. And as soon as I do, it's going to be worth a whole lot more money. He was great. Funny guy. This was a while ago. I should have bought it, but I didn't. And then the maximum capital gains tax on most all investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, is currently 15%. Probably go up to about 20 at the end of this year. We'll see with the Republo rats and the demagogues. But the capital gains tax on precious metals, art, collectibles, jewelry, 28%. And none of these investments are eligible for tax-qualified accounts, your IRAs, 401ks. You think the Congress is trying to tell you something? Actually, there is a way you can sneak gold in there through ETFs. So that's my little 2 cents on gold, precious metals, and art. What do you think? Now, I do have, every once in a while, you'll meet somebody in my other class. I got a guy, sits right there, and he's a, you know, Comic-Con junkie. He's got lots of different comic books, yeah, whatever. But when you talk to these people, especially he's been in the business for a long time, or business, they will tell you that it was one purchase, one thing they saw at a yard sale somewhere. You know, the first copy of Superman. Well, that would be first copy of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, something like that. And that, you know, dollar comic book is now worth $49,000. Or a piece of art that they see and they know it's worth, you know, like $30,000, and the guy's... There are people who go around the attics at estate sales looking for these pieces of artwork, and they know, oh yeah, that thing's worth $30,000. They buy it for $100 and kind of walk out. Thank you. But that's them. You know, they enjoy it. They get pleasure out of it. That ain't me. And it may be you, and it may not be you. Okay, next one. Retirement account. You have questions? Okay, so now.
Oh, I would like to buy art. Yeah.
Buy it for enjoyment. Buy it because you love it. That's, what does it say to you? What does it speak to you? You look, go to the museum. Have you ever been to a museum? There's these things called museums. If you ever go back east.
I have been to a museum.
You ever been to a museum?
Come on.
No? Well, anybody want to take, I'll pay you. Take him to the Guggenheim up in L.A.
You
want to
pay?
Yeah, I'll pay you to take him. Next Tuesday, or next Thursday when he doesn't have to be in class. It's free, by the way. You know the Guggenheim Museum is free? You got to pay to park. You have to pay to park, but
you pay for that, right?
Yeah, you have to pay to park. So if you take public transit there, okay, it's free, and you may be blown away. You might not be at the exquisite beauty. So if it doesn't speak to you, it doesn't speak to you.
It's also like
sports,
right?
Yeah, baseball cards. Does that turn you on? There you go. There you go. There we go. Yeah. One Willie Mays card from 1963 or something like that.
My friend was looking for some comic books.
Yeah.
And I found a football, and the guy's like, I don't know, somebody gave it to me. I want to run out for something like that. And I was like, oh, it's a Charger football. I have my signature. I grabbed it. I go home. I look at it down south.
Dan Falso, what's it worth?
Like $10. So it's worth, I don't know
exactly
how much it's worth.
$2,000-$3,000?
Because it depends on the year that it is and all the...
Well, go get it appraised. You guys got these?